Dragon Gate
能够绕这个故事，龙门的故事
more known,
也能够有更多的人知道它。
Alright, that's
all. 好，这就是我想说的。So the Tavibido mother?
Yeah, she should start.
好，有请红辉开始。
龙门很久很久以前的某个地方，有一个鲤鱼家族，他们被养在大户人家的大池塘里，生活十分富足，家中有鲤鱼爸爸、妈妈和三个孩子。一天，鲤鱼妈妈对孩子们说，你们几个都长这么大了，就不能想想办法？什么意思？想什么办法？孩子们齐声问道。比如想成为爸爸那样之类的。啊，才不想成为爸爸那样啊，孩子们都说。最年长的金贝还补充说，我们爸爸在这个池塘里总是以为自己是最老一辈的，而且他的身体还那么庞大，因此到处逞威风，总是一马当先，独享食物，因此变得越来越胖，太看不下去了，让人害臊。这么说也对，那我现在要说实话了。妈妈，你开始怎么不说？老二白肚挤了过来。其实吧，我们的祖先是龙啊，龙是龙，没错，是龙，龙神大人。这可真厉害呢，妈妈。那么，最小的孩子灰眼开口说道，您现在告诉我们这件事，其实是想让我们去变成龙吧？这孩子我真是一如既往的懂事，我们家的灰眼。妈妈，您每次都这么溺爱灰眼。年长的两个说，这不是在溺爱，是 肯定他的才能，是吗？这相对而言嘛，金贝鲤鱼认真起来，既然能变成龙，那我这就去了，跟随在我身体深处呼吸涌动着的冲动，再会了。啊，等等，金贝，还没告诉你应该去哪儿呢。年轻的金贝鲤鱼此时早已飞出池塘，穿过水渠，向河流上游游去。在天空飞翔的龙，那我要不断往上去，任由满意的力量带着它不断向上，来到大山深处溪流中后，被冲上了岸，落到沙地里，变成了沙金。另一说则是金贝遇见了高野的仙人，经过修行，最终飞越瀑布，成功变成了龙。这个故事就等下回有机会再讲吧。老二白度也想追随哥哥的脚步，妈妈阻止他说：“白度呀，方向反了，应该去往大海。”妈妈，我知道了。还有一件要小心的事还没说呢。又走了。不过妈妈，这次方向还是对的吧？最小的灰眼问道。方向虽然对，可是海里有最喜欢我们鲤鱼的乌龟在等着呢，那可不得了。所以灰眼，你赶紧去追。好的，可是乌龟来了怎么办呀？我会给大白鲨警察发信息的。这能行吗，妈妈？谁知道呢？别管这些了，你赶紧走吧。记得要越过海那边的龙门，变成龙。嗯，我去试试。最小的孩子，灰岩也出发了。正在这时，白度早已来到大海，正如妈妈担心的那样，被乌龟老大一口吞下。故事完结。另一说则是被这乌龟带去了龙宫，与公主成婚， 继承龙王的王位，成了大海的主人。这个故事就等下回有机会再讲吧。完全没看到白兔哥哥呀，也没看见乌龟。正在这时，嗷呜嗷呜！大白鲨警察在此。哇呜！不要吃我！哼，你这小东西，给我塞牙缝都不够，而且你的妈妈可是我的远房亲戚呢。什么？你真能收到信息？哈哈哈！鱼信就是超音波嘛。长官，您可真是优秀。别说这些了，赶紧爬上我的背，我们可得快点儿。这是要去哪儿呢？当然是去在那大海尽头高耸的龙门。走啦！不一会儿，他们就来到了世界的尽头。面前，龙门高耸，哇哦，这可真是个厉害的地方呀！这就是您刚才说的，没错。这就是龙门，Dragon Gate。这怎么可能越过去呀？哈哈哈！越过去，俺都越不过去。可妈妈说让我越过去呀，你可不能把这话按字面意思理解。龙门是门呀，不是墙。这么说，门应该是要被打开。哇，正如你妈妈所说，你可真是个聪明的孩子啊。没错，不过呢。仍然有一座无法逾越的壁垒。您这话到底是什么意思呀？要越过的是遥远记忆的壁垒。在那里写着一首歌，祝你好运呐、啊。
鲨鱼走了，去往远方。长官，别走呀！看来是不行了，还是赶紧去找记忆尽头之歌吧。鲤鱼沿着记忆的河流逆流而上，向着上游不断前行。这有座水门，从门的蜡头传来飘渺的歌声，是龙还是我？远方那个声音是来自世界尽头，汹涌澎湃奔腾的河水，生生不息万物，铭记下大事小情，穿越厚厚的时空屏障。
彼方の声、世界の果てを巡る川の流れ、息づくもの刻まれること、時の壁を越えて、
啊，在世界上仅剩下一个我，在黑暗的深渊诞生美妙的诗篇，被世世代代永长流传。
闇の淵に歌が生まれ、歌い継がれてゆく、
我是为何来到了这里，这个未知的地方，抬头就能看见满天的星辰，在我自身之中，有素不相识的足迹，在我自身之中，有 从未听过的声音，在我自身之中，有未曾闻过的香气飘散而来。
自分の中に知らない足音、自分の中に知らないものと、自分の中に見知らぬ香りが訪れる、
不，我也许早已明白，后来灰岩到底有没有穿越记忆壁垒呢？龙门有没有打开呢？他最后有没有变成龙呢？这一切呀，也等下次有机会再讲吧。
闇の淵に歌が生まれる、歌に継がれてゆく、哦，是，没
讲完了。
Thank you very much.
非常感谢。
Maybe first we ask her experiences.
我们首先有请红辉
Habibito 妈的
讲一讲她在这个过程当中的体验。
好的。练习这个龙门的故事对我来说应该是一辈子都会记得的经历。一开始丁丁告诉我说，老师想让我讲龙门这个故事，然后丁丁也说 这个故事是有难度的，然后问我愿不愿意。然后我其实上故事课是六月份开始的，然后练习过的故事呢也很少，我也不知道这个故事它到底有多难，难在哪儿。我当时只是抄，把这个故事抄在我的本子上了，但是对于如何讲每一个故事，我的意识当时都还不是很清晰。尽管就是在课程上，老师和还有王猫老师在指导的时候会给我提改进的方向，但是我对于这些改进的方向，很多时候还是比较迷迷糊糊的，不清晰。然后在讲龙门，在练习的时候，就很快，就丁丁就发现了问题，而且那个问题也很大，因为这个故事本来是一个很有趣的故事，然后被我讲得很平淡，就完全让人不想听下去。然后在收到这个反馈以后，那一天我就突然觉得长久以来这个反复出现的我没有办法进入很好的进入到故事当中，尤其是不能在一开始进入到故事当中，这个问题我是必须要去面对了。然后下来以后就对于如何克服自己的旧的习性，不好的习性，能够真正的对于讲故事这件事我是喜爱的，但是我为什么不能进入，对于这个在阻碍我的这个旧的习性，我就必须要去克服它了。然后还有班里的同学，还有就是慧慧、潘潘、弟弟，然后还有丁丁，还包括我们幼儿园的家长，他们都很支持我，每天都陪我练，给我提了很多改进的建议，就这么一天一天的练下来，终于我自己觉得，还可以讲这个故事了，但是刚才在讲的这个过程当中呢，我自己还是觉得好像有些地方我没有意识到我的声音是要稳在我的中心里面，所以因为我感觉到我的嗓子是有一点点干，有一点点哑，我就知道那是因为我在用嗓子了，可能有的时候声音就没有稳定在中心。然后讲这个故事，因为它是龙门嘛，就是像老师说的，我们每一个人都有自己的天赋，我们来到这个世界上，我们的使命就是要让我们的天赋能够发挥出来，去服务于这个世界。但是不是每个人都那么幸运，可以让自己的天赋能够好好的发挥出来。那尤其是像被龙门选中的那种极有天赋的人，他们也可能无法获得去到龙门，去穿越记忆的壁垒，去打开龙门的这个机会。然后我那天在外面一边散步一边练习的时候，我看到成都雾霾很重的情况下，然后那个金黄色的叶子它自己就在灰蒙蒙的背景里面在散发着光，我就感受到它自己的美，就像我们世间的万物一样，每一个人每一个存在它都有自己的美，可是不是 他这些美不是能都能被看到。所以我当时在对着那一片金黄的叶子在从元音啊练习到元音乌，就是我愿意完全的投入到这个美当中，到最后我要从这个美当中把自己收缩关闭起来，那一瞬间我就觉得我想要落泪，我就想到那些自杀的孩子，他们如果感受到过这个世间的美，他们怎么舍得放弃自己的生命？那一刻我就雪红上次也说啊，感受到比较深的，我们作为一个演说的学习者，我们就是要好好的去练习演说，通过这个演说能够让更多的孩子感受到这个世界的美，就是这些，谢谢。
So this experience, learning this story, rehearsal for this story, Dragon Gate, she will never forget in her life. At the very beginning, she joined our storytelling course, actually relatively later than other A group participants. She joined from the June. And when you gave this task, Dragon Gate, to the Tabibido mother, Dingding told her, this story is difficult. But for her, she didn't know how difficult this story is. She just accepted this story before knowing that. And they actually, Dingding and also the King Cat is also giving her some advice. But for her, this advice, because she's relatively new, still not very clear. She's not so clear about what she should do to develop herself yet. And that makes the whole rehearsal for the Dragon Gate story have a very big problem, is that this story actually is a very interesting story, but she told this story in such a plain, such a normal way, not so interesting way, which makes the audience doesn't want to listen continuously. And she realized that she have a very bad habit. She couldn't devote herself totally into the story from the beginning. And now she knows it's the time that she have to get rid of this bad habit, because she really enjoys the storytelling, but such a bad habit makes her couldn't develop herself in the storytelling. She really want to thank the Hui Hui and the number 25 and JD and Ding Ding and also other parents in from her kindergarten for practicing with her all the time and really totally trying to support her in the story, in this time storytelling of the Dragon Gate. And today in the actual performance, she finds still not stable in because she little has her. And this story is the Dragon Gate story, like you said. The Dragon Gate is like, well, everybody have our own talent, our mission. And not everybody is so lucky that she could really discover their own ability and try to serve to the world through their ability. And there are many talented children, they couldn't go through this wall of the memory to really grasp the opportunity to open the Dragon Gate. In Chengdu recently, the pollution is very severe. So this fog is very thick in the morning, but in such a weather, she still could see the golden leaves are shining in the thick fog. They are, all the existence have their own beauty, but not all the beauty could be seen by other people. When she was trying to practice the vowel exercise from the vowel A to the U, she really put herself totally into the practice. And when she had to finish this vowel and sound practice, and she had to come back to the reality, she really felt sad for the children who decided to commit suicide. If such children could once, maybe even once, to experience the beauty of the world, maybe they won't give up their life. And then this time she really experienced what the accountant said. As a speech artist, we had such a heavy responsibility to really, through the speech, bring the beauty to the children. That's what she wanted to share. Hello?
Yes. Yes. Hello?
Yes, yes. Hello?
Yes. Could you send the yesterday's sentence to me?
Okay, now.
Yeah. Now I want to talk three things.
现在呢,
so I try not 想, to speak too long.
想讲的有三点, 但是呢, 我会尝试, 不会讲太长。
Yeah. But still, I try to speak not too long, but enough.
虽然不会太长, 但是希望也能够把它讲得比较 完整, 因为这几点非常的重要。
First of all,
yeah, 首先,
I feel very thankful to the Tabibito mother that she did it, and
非常感谢, yeah, 红辉,
dare to do such difficult task.
他其实也完成了这么一个任务，他有勇气来完成这么一个困难的任务。感谢其他人对于他的支持，感谢刚才提到的慧慧、潘潘、JD、丁丁等等。Yeah,
how do I choose the story to each person?
我是怎么样为每个人选择故事的呢？
Maybe this would be something 参考になる, yeah?
可能这个也能为大家提供一些参考。
You also will maybe choose the story for the different children, different people.
因为大家可能也要为其他的孩子、不同的孩子、不同的人、 不同的参加的人来选择故事。
Parents,
父母。
Yeah, yeah, of course, in the very simple reason, because she can sing.
当然有一个很简单的原因, 就是说红辉他唱歌唱得很好。
Yeah, because at the end, yeah,
因为
we have these two important singing.
最后有两个非常重要的歌要唱。
This rebirth and also
重生.
Tokino
Kabel.
Yeah. So at the wall of the time.
和时间的壁垒。
When the storytelling not anymore possible to express
讲故事
something very important
没有办法去表达一些很重要的在故事当中的东西，没有办法通过散文式的讲述去表达的东西，那这部分东西我们就应该通过歌唱来表达。
Singing is something which we can, through which we can express something important, but not in a
touch way. 它是我们能表达一些很重要的东西，却不会是通过知性的方式表达的。
Sensitive sensations.
对，但是却是以非常细腻的感觉去表达的。
And because this ending is very important part,
因为这个结尾它是非常重要的部分，它不仅仅对于这个故事而言结尾很重要，它对于每一个人而言也是如此。
To ask ourselves,
因为我们要来询问自己，我是谁，我来自于哪里，我该去往何方？
After the death, what is before the birth?
什么是死后，而什么又是生前？
What is myself?
我自己是谁？
Did this consciousness myself still continue to?
这个我的意识，是不是会在死后，在出生之前继续延续的去表达呢？延续存在呢？
Important philosophical.
所有的这些很重要的哲学的问题。
Alive in these songs,
都活在这样的歌里。
So, this is the main reason why I chose.
所以这是为什么选择了红辉。
Then there's another reason.
还有一个原因。
We call her Tabibito Mother.
我们把她名字叫做旅人的妈妈。
Yeah, Tabibito is her son.
旅人呢是他的儿子。
So when I decide something, when I speak something, or when I deal with something with Tabibito mother,
面对红辉的时候
，is その向こう側にいるな。
我总感觉到他的儿子旅人也在他的。背后
，So I gave this story for her.
所以我选择了这个故事给
她。In such meaning that I give this story to the Tabibito.
也是想把这个故事给到旅人。
Dragon Gate.
龙门。
It's one of the three important way.
它是。
So that the young carp can become a dragon.
提到了三种不同的让年轻的鲤鱼成龙的方式。
Become an independent soul.
也就是说，让一个年轻的灵魂能够成长为一个独立的灵魂。
Besides this, going through the dragon gates.
除了穿过龙门之外。
There are two other way to
还有其他的两种成龙的方式。
So I hope someday somebody.
所以我希望有一天，有的人也可以来写一写。
The other two stories.
其他的两个故事。
Because in this dragon game,
因为在龙门当中，你讲到了，等下次有机会再讲吧。
So one is the carp,
所以呢
going up,
一个是鲤鱼
swimming up,
向上
the waterfall,
游过瀑布
and become a dragon.
变成了龙
，with the support of the mountain，
在山里的仙人的帮助下。
And the second way is
第二种方式
going deep in the ocean where the
去向深海里.
Dragon Castle is
去到了龙宫所在的地方.
Cup Mary with princess.
这样呢，鲤鱼与龙宫里面的龙王的公主成婚了。
The Dragon Kingdom.
然后就继承了龙的王国.
Yeah.
这是第二种方式.
I hope somebody will tell this story too.
希望有人也可以来讲一讲这两个故事.
But anyhow, we have this third way to become a dragon.
不管怎么说，我们就有这三种成龙的方式.
This issue is also still not perfectly finished.
但是关于这一点啊，其实还没有完全的结束，完结。
More to say.
我们还有更多可以说的。
So I hope there is a.
所以。
The other Dragon Gate stories too.
希望也有其他的龙门的故事.
Yeah. Now, second, I want to say how this retelling.
好，第二.
Was born.
想讲一讲这个重塑是如何诞生的.
去年 it was in Wuhan, right?
Yes.
Yeah. This is very memorable, actually.
这个是很值得纪念的.
Yeah, it was in Wuhan.
当时是诞生在武汉.
And of course, we didn't know such situation would come.
当然，我们那个时候并不知道原来
coronavirus situation
这个新冠这样的情形会发生.
That was right before the situation when.
那是在这次 疫情发生之前，我们当时在武汉。
That was autumn last year.
去年秋天的时候。
And Dindin was there too, right?
Yes.
And the one storytelling or one artistic lecture.
当时呢，在一个艺术性的讲座，故事和艺术性的一个讲座当中。
Yeah, so was it that time or already before that Dindin was asking me about this Dragon Gate story or what?
13, the Dragon Gate story. Sorry, I don't quite remember. 去年五月份，所以你事先就发了这个故事给老师，还是说来到了武汉才问的？在武汉的时候，然后下课了，我给老师看这个很简短的这个，就是那个文字。 She brought this story on into Wuhan when we were doing some break in between. She showed you this short version of the traditional story Dragon Gate.
Yeah. Yeah, so something like this, yes.
没错。
It was really improvising.
当时是很即兴的。
And when I, you know, very shortly read through this original story.
当时我很快速读了一下这个原版的故事。
Yeah. I didn't know in which way I am going to retell.
我当时也不知道我应该怎么去重述它。
And actually, I think Dindin wished.
然后呢，丁丁当时想的。
I am going to tell, you know, like a story for more for the smaller children, maybe.
好像是想讲给小孩子听的。
Yeah, I also thought I am going to tell more. In classical way.
所以我当时也以为我的重述会是以一种更经典的方式来重述它。
But as soon as I started to
但是后来当我开始重述的时候
it goes totally in other direction.
结果完全就走向了另外一个方向。
As other improvising storytelling, I didn't prepare anything.
就像其他的即兴讲故事一样啊，我也没有任何事先的准备。
Coming to my imagination.
只是把当下来到我想象当中的故事讲出来。
And it became like this.
最后就变成了像这样，相对来说还有点长。
And also maybe.Good for the young children who's
而且有可能比较适合那些正在成长过程当中的
during the puberty
青春期的孩子们。
But then I understood finally.
然后我终于明白了
how Kenji Miyazawa
宫泽贤治
tried to write
他是怎么样
story like.銀河鉄道の夜 and other
去写出银河铁道之夜
genius stories
以及其他的那些天才的作品的
also for the young generation
也是写给这些青少年的
he
他甚至说过
he was writing those stories
他写这些故事
for the young people who are now developing their shogatai
写给那些去发展他们的 shogatai
yeah, 松の果物の、
哦、松果体松果体的孩子们、
yeah. I still in research about what shogatai is doing for us
我现在仍然在研究这个松果体对我们的影响是什么功能是什么
but,
还是不够清晰
but anyhow I little bit understood
但是
Kenji Miyazawa or for example what Rodin tried to
我能理解这个宫泽贤治或是说鲁迅通过他的作品野草集或是故乡想要表达的是什么
They want to
他们
みずみずしい心の畑を耕したい。
他们想要把这样的一种滋润的心田得到，让滋润的心田得以耕耘。
That's the impulse.
这是他们的一个印象。
Yeah, this is so it became such a story.
所以就像这样。在武汉诞生了这个故事非常值得纪念、
yeah. And then we all know what happened in Wuhan later
然后我们也都知道后来在武汉发生了些什么
Then I try to send the messages
后来我就尝试去发送一些讯息
with help of Xiao and Su Chao
在 Xiao 和 Su Chao 的帮助之下
and many of you
以及还有很多的同学们
creating stories reciting
创作故事朗诵诗歌发送讯息
to the front lineof the Wuhan
发送给
situation
武汉一线的人们、
嗯、So I feel this story is 一つの人生の、一里塚
我感觉这个我感觉这个故事算是一个里程碑吧，或是一个路标。
No third issue.
好，第三。
You send to the
WeChat.
Hmm. when Dindin asked me to do such storytelling,
当 Dindin
opportunity,
他想要我开始有这样的讲故事的机会的时候，
we named,
我们为这个主题起了个名字。
Has,
这个机会的名字叫做
歌と物語の里呢。
故事与诗歌之乡。
This comes from the drama Irminao.
它来自于戏剧《伊尔梅瑙》。
歌と物語の里 is the place where
故事与诗歌之乡。它其实
young, pure, sensitive soul.
正是那些年轻、敏感、纯净的灵魂，能够体验到诗歌的美
，and stories and songs and music
和诗歌的美、故事、音乐的地方，我所在之地。
Then she asked me to write a
few lines.
她问我。
说能不能写几句话
？Then I wrote like this.、Please.
然后我是这样写的
：Speak and send.
活在人类胸膛的美好存在，不会随着时间和空间的变迁而改变，在孩子的心中诞生，在孩子心中成长的存在，这就是歌与故事。
Beautiful existence living in the heart of the human.
活在人类胸膛的美好存在。
Such existence of the beauty.
这样的一种美的存在。
Be changed and wouldn't change.
它不会改变。
Through the difference of the time and space.
不会因为时间和空间的变迁而改变。
The time and space.
不会随着时间和空间的改变而改变。
Born from the heart of the child.
诞生在孩子的心中。
And develop itself also in the heart of the child.
同时也在孩子的心中成长。
Such true and beauty, sound and words.
这样的真与美的声音和语言，旋律和节奏。
Rhyme and intonations.
韵和音调起伏。
Light and darkness.
光与暗。
Visible and invisible.
能看见的和肉眼看不见的。
These are
这些
the songs and stories
都是
the existence which
歌与故事
born.And also developed in the children's soul.
也就是那些诞生，同时在孩子心中诞生，在孩子心中成长的歌与故事。
Yesterday, I was asked to give the lecture.
昨天晚上我受到邀请来做一个讲座。
In Fuzhou, in downtown,
在福州的市中心，在一个小剧场。
And I told the how I raised up through the love.
我讲到
of my mother and grandmother.
我是如何在我母亲和外婆的爱中成长的经历。
Because the theme was the what we can give the artistic education for the children in such
这场讲座的主题是在疫情大流行之下，我们要如何带给孩子艺术的教育。
Among other themes, I also told the people the love of my mother and grandmother.
在这个主题之下，我也提到了来自于我的母亲和外婆的爱。
Every family have a problems.
每个家庭都有问题。
As well as our family.
我们的家庭也是如此。
This is not because of the virus, but this is like a virus in mind.
这个原因并不是外在的病毒，它更多的是我们思想当中、脑海当中、头脑当中的病毒。
That continuously conflict between the family and the relatives.
持续不断的在家庭成员、在亲戚当中有各种冲突。
Even in such tragic situations.
甚至在这样的悲剧的情况之下。
My grandmother and my mother gave me.
尽管在这样。悲剧的情况之下，我的母亲，我和我的外婆给到了如海般的爱，
including the beautiful stories，
包括美好的故事。
So I hope also such stories.
所以我希望像这样像龙门一样的故事也会。
Here and there,
在各个地方被讲述。
In China,
在中国。
Also, even in other countries,
甚至还希望包括在其他的国家。
For example, we have done this.
举例来说
，in dramatic way,
我们曾经
one time, yeah, some of you came to Japan and we performed.
有一次，当时有几个同学来到了日本，我们在日本进行了演出，还记得吗？最近日，那长野的孩子们也演了龙门的故事，所以我们可以以各种不同的方式去表达这个故事。
Would be also interesting somebody try to do it in a shadow play.
如果有人可以把它做成皮影戏，也会是很有意思的。
And not only this story, but
不仅仅是这一个故事
many other good stories
还有很多其他的优秀的故事
would be told in a future
会在未来被讲述在各个家庭中
in many schools
在各个学校在各个其他的活动当中有母亲讲给孩子有讲故事的人讲给听众有一个人讲给另一个人
Yes, so far.
Yeah. Ding Ding said she was planning to do this into the shadow play. And she will show this on in the mid-winter day.
Ding Ding, you mean?
Yeah. This dragon gift. I read the wrong message, sorry. Yeah, Tenshin Lady, sorry.
Tenshin Lady, right?
Yeah, try, yes.
哎，
那你试一下嘛。
Yeah, we will support as well as we can.
等到当然也会尽可能支持到你。
The baby mother?
Yeah, she said that this principal, her nephew came to Japan.
Yeah.
Invited the Habibito mother to tell this Dragon Gate story in their school next week.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, in such way, in any situations.
How? So, in that. 任何情况下,
once we have
一旦,
our artistic abilities developed,
我们的艺术能力,
we can do many
things.
So please,
所以,
train yourself, develop.
请大家训练自己,
so that you can be anywhere in the world.
这样, 你就可以去到世界上的任何一个地方,
the beauty for our next generation.
为我们的下一代展示美.
So far, 丁丁?
好, 那丁丁, 就到这儿。
好的, 谢谢老师。 就是因为长久以来一直都有人 不停地问故事的原型和精神意义这样的方向的问题，所以，包括上次老师虽然讲了，但是我觉得可能，就是老师在讲讲这一段，就是刚才所说的这一段，活在人类胸膛的美好存在，可能大家会更清晰一个方向吧。对，是重点是在这。 这一段话是我们，我觉得是我们学习的核心吧。在艺术的能力方面去前进。对，谢谢，就这些。So
Dingding said that because there are many participants trying to ask her about the meaning, spiritual meaning of the story, and that's the reason she wants to come back to this a few sentences you wrote for this course, because she thinks this is the core of our learning, not so-called the spiritual meaning of the story.
Mm. Yeah. Could be many explanations.
可以有很多的解释.
And we can still continue to research.
我们仍然可以继续去研究.
That we tell this story.
但最主要的是,
to the younger audience.
把这个故事讲给年轻一代听.
We will gradually learn and get to know what this story means.
就能逐渐学习. 去了解这个故事的意义到底是什么。
We don't have to understand everything. We
我们没有必要去理解所有的东西, 我们也没有办法理解所有的东西。
Yeah, all right.
好。
Yeah, so we'll finish now.
那,
we gradually have to go to the...
我们就快结束了, 因为我们今天接下来还有面对面的讲座。
So thank you very much, Dingding.
非常感谢,
yeah,
Dingding.
And thank you for the Tabibito mother.
感谢红辉.
Yeah, and the people who supported her.
感谢支持到她的大家.
Yeah, thank you for Qingyao.
谢谢大家.
Yeah, we are going to show you soon the next few stories.
我们很快 就会给他大家带来其他的几个故事。
See you soon.
好, 那之后见。